This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on The Bright Side. And we love hearing from you if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program. We are here for you. That is always job number one if you're on a medication, beta blocker, calcium channel blocker, anti-diabetic drug, neurological agent, immune suppressant, anti-inflammatory, whatever your flavor, your whatever brand, whatever type of prescription drug you're on, your number one health strategy, your number one health goal should be to wean yourself off of that drug, and we can help you do that. You always want to do it under advisement of your physician, but you always want to do it. You always want to do it letting your physician know, but you always want to do it. In my humble opinion, as a registered pharmacist, the job of a prescription drug is not long-term. Long-term dosing of a prescription medicine is just about hiding symptomology. That's not how you take care of health and wellness if you really want to take, or that's not how you take care of health and disease if you really want to take care of your health and prevent disease. If you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about nutritional supplements, the longevity products, or if you just have a comment or success story, and if you want to share what's going on for you in your life during these corona crazy time that we're living in, we want to hear from you, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls. In our second segment, we've got a guest coming up, Steve McChesney. He is a marketer and the author of several books on marketing, specifically on marketing in times of change. And we're going to talk to Steve McChesney. He's also got an ebook that he's going to be giving away called Copywriting Made Easy. His book is called Rearranging Change, How You Market to an Ever-Changing World, and we'll be talking to Steve at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also think about signing up to join the Bright Side Ben team. Now is a perfect opportunity. Our crisis equals opportunity. The bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. Obviously, we're in a crisis situation. Crisis means crossroads, like a cross. Crisis is about a cross. And if you are dealing with this crisis, this is also an opportunity for you to take control over your health and take control over your financial health as well. And a home-based business is the perfect,
absolute perfect solution to being stuck at home, or God forbid, if you've lost your job or if you've had to close your business, a home-based business opportunity is a perfect solution. Call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to join the Brightside Ben team. People are buying supplements like crazy, and this is a golden opportunity to enter into the billion-dollar healthcare business. We will help you grow your business, all for a one-time $30 fee. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just got a note today, just this morning, from Amy J. Review, 1 week of using only Truth Treatment products day and night, and I have never been more impressed with a product. This is a quote. I'm reading her letter right now. Let alone an entire line. It looks like I've gotten a laser and Botox touch-up, except I haven't had either for almost a year. That's how good these products are. True Trifecta, Vitamin C Balm, Honey Cleanser. I haven't even tried the Omega Balm yet, she says. And this may be the first line I can try the retinol, but I don't think I need it with the progress from the other products. Skin is firmer and softer. Lines are already blurred already. More even, zero irritation, and it seems to prevent irritation even when I'm in high pollen areas for hours. We get letters like this all the time, folks. I subscribe to a review service, and we have over, almost 400, about 380 five-star reviews. If you're interested in checking out True Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we'll get your calls next segment. Steve McChesney coming up at the bottom of the hour. I've been talking about my top longevity products, my favorite longevity products. We talked about the Fucoid Z, the ultimate niacin, the ultimate enzymes, glucogel caps. There's one more. I'm not remembering what that other one was. But today I want to talk about the Restart Your Life line, specifically the active ingredient in the RYL product line, Restart Your Life product line, and that's beta-glucan, which I consider to be one of the all-time great immune-boosting supplements. Now, it's not necessarily going to work as well if you've already gotten some kind of microbial illness, a viral infection or bacterial infection for that matter. Beta-glucan jacks up the immune system to prevent infections. It's marketed as an anti-cancer substance, but it works by boosting the immune system, and indeed it boosts the immune system better as well as any other nutrient I can think of, with perhaps the exception of vitamin C and maybe zinc. Beta-glucan is most effective as a preventative. So you want to take about 500 milligrams a day. You can get your RYL Beta 500, which is the 500 milligram strength of beta-glucan from Longevity. There's also an RVB 300, which is beta-glucan and resveratrol. Resveratrol is good stuff, but it's nothing like beta-glucan. So personally, I would be using the RYL Beta 500. 500 milligrams of beta-glucan. Beta-glucan is about as natural as it comes. It's one of those compounds that's found in nature in tremendous abundance. Beta-glucan is basically a polysaccharide. It's found pretty much in all plants, although the most common sources of beta-glucan are going to be mushrooms, various grains and veggies, especially yeast beta-glucan. I've been using beta-glucan for many years in my skincare products, and beta-glucan indeed is wonderfully anti-aging when it's used topically. In fact, Longevity also has a topical beta-glucan called Trinity Lotion. You can find all the Longevity products at longevity.com if you're interested in checking them out. But if you're looking for an immune booster, there's not going to be much better supplements than beta-glucan, RYL beta 500. That's beta-1-3 delta glucan. Technically, you want to take maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day is a good place to be. If you already have COVID-19 or if you already have symptoms, you may want to take a little bit extra, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. Take your beta-glucan, your RYL Beta 500 with meals for best results. And you can find that on longevity.com. RYL Beta 500 beta-glucan. I just absolutely love this stuff. In addition to your ultimate niacin and your ultimate selenium, making sure you're getting on zinc and making sure you're doing high-dose vitamin C. By high-dose, I'm talking about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. These are wonderful ways that you can boost your immune system. It's not about staying in the house. It's not about wearing a mask. It's not about this social distancing nonsense. All of the strategies that are being promoted, in fact, being mandated by our political system, legally mandated by our legal system, for helping deal with this virus, None of these strategies, I should say, employ boosting the immune system. There's nothing there about boosting the immune system. If we really cared about taking care of our health and preventing the spread of this disease, everybody would get vitamin C. How about that? How about if everybody gets zinc? How about if the government pays for everybody to get vitamin C and everybody to get zinc? All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your calls next segment. Steve McChesney coming up at the bottom of the hour.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Steve McChesney coming up in our next segment. We'll take your calls this segment. Steve is an author and a marketer, and his latest book is called Rearranging Change, How to Market to an Ever-Changing World. And apparently he's giving away a book called Copyright Made Easy. If you visit easycopywriting.net, for you guys who are doing some marketing, and there's something really cool about doing your own marketing and entering into the world of marketing, you get to control your own life. It's really important to understand that our life is ours. We want to learn how to control our own life. And we talk about controlling our body, and we talk about controlling our immune system. And this whole craziness is an opportunity for us to take control back. One of the best things you could do to take control of your life is take control of your financial health. That means looking into all the opportunities that come your way. If you're listening to this program, I've been promoting an opportunity since we began, and that's an opportunity to take control of your own life by entering into the billion-dollar healthcare business by helping people, making money by helping people take care of their lives. And there's no better way than starting a nutritional supplement program. If you're interested in teaching people how to use nutritional supplements, if you're interested in helping people use and helping people purchase nutritional supplements, longevity is a golden opportunity for you to take control of your financial health and make a difference in the world at the same time. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Steve McChesney coming up the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in just a moment, 844-236-6010. You may have heard that the governor of Colorado changed the way deaths are being recorded. COVID deaths are being recorded, and all of a sudden deaths dropped by 25%. How do you like that? One out of four people didn't die. No, that's not what happened. But apparently, by changing the way statistics were being recorded, by changing the deaths that were recorded from people who died with COVID to people who died from COVID, all of a sudden deaths dropped by 25%. Now, I don't know how you can determine if somebody died from COVID or died from the coronavirus. I don't know how they determine that. If anybody out there knows how you determine whether somebody died from the coronavirus or not, I want to know. Because when you die of kidney failure, you die of respiratory arrest, you die of a heart attack, but you don't die from a virus. You die from something that happened to your body. Not to mention the fact that the immune system can take care of viruses and can take care of microbes and can take care of bacteria and fungal infections if we understand how to empower the immune system. And this is where questioning everything becomes really important. Question your doctor. Question your politicians. Question the laws. Don't do anything illegal, but question. Why? How? Where? Who said? There's all kinds of ways that we can take control of our lives again, and it all begins with questioning. If you're not questioning anything, you'll be a victim. And if anything, historical experiences has taught us is that the powers that be and that those in authority don't necessarily have our best interests in mind, or they don't know how to have our best interests in mind. It's either nefarious or it's ignorant. They're either doing it because they're ignorant and they don't know, or they're doing it because it's nefarious and it's a control trip. And it could go either way, or maybe both. All right, 844-236-6010. Got lines open for you. Let's go to Connecticut and say good morning to Sharon. Let's see here. Sharon. Let me see if I can get Sharon on the line. Hey, Jason, hook me up with Sharon. I can't seem to get her. If I can. Sharon, hang tight. We're going to try and get you. I don't know why I can't get a hold of Sharon here. All right, hang on, Sharon. We're gonna see if we can get you. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. Jason, if you can hook me up with Sharon, we can get her on the air. In the meantime, I will I'll read a couple of stories here. This is from the International Journal of Molecular Sciences. Hormesis and defense of infectious disease. Now, those of you who know about hormesis, or you've heard me talk about hormesis, know this is the idea of putting stress on the body, putting stress on the system. When you put stress on the immune system, guess what happens? The immune system gets stronger, it gets bigger, it gets better, it gets more robust, and it gets more powerful. When you stay at home and you hide from a virus, when you wear a mask or socially distance to prevent being infected by a virus, you don't strengthen your immune system, you weaken your immune system. And this is a classic example of what I'm talking about when I say that our strategies for dealing with this health challenge are ignorant. Hormesis stimulates the immune system. The immune system is designed to thrive under conditions of stress. It learns. It becomes more robust. It becomes more vigorous. So you want to subject the immune system to stresses while it's being strengthened by good nutrition and while it's not being weakened by poor nutrition, and that includes the kind of foods that we all like to indulge in. Strengthen the immune system with supplements. Give the immune system a little bit of stressors by exposure, and don't put anything into your body that suppresses the immune system. That's how you take care of the body. All right, Sharon in Connecticut. I think we got you now. What's going on, Sharon?
Hey, Ben, first-time caller. Glad we could connect.
Thank you.
I appreciate listening to you.
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Sharon. What's going on today?
I'm just going to go off on a different subject from COVID.
Sure.
I have a question about my brother. He had a hernia operation about 15 years ago in his groin, and he always felt a little pressure in his groin since then. But the last several years, the pain has intensified. It's on and off, but sometimes the spasms can get really bad.
How did he have it repaired? Did he have one of those little patches put in?
He had mesh.
He had mesh, right.
Yes.
You know, you may want to have him go back to the doctor because sometimes those meshes have to be readjusted, or you have to have a new mesh put in. They're not perfect, especially over the course of 15 years. And also 15 years ago, they were using a different type of mesh. So an inguinal hernia, femoral hernia, umbilical hernia, hiatal hernia, these are all breakdowns of connective tissue. When the connective tissue breaks down, organs can squeeze through. In the case of an inguinal hernia, which it sounds like your brother had, it can be pretty serious if the intestine pokes through and it becomes, as they say, strangulated. It can actually even be fatal. So personally, I would be going back to the doc. Also, for folks who have had hernia surgery, using connective building strategies, nutritional strategies, is incredibly valuable and important, not only for healing, but for keeping the mesh or the hernia repair intact. And that means using gelatin and hyaluronic acid and the glucogel caps and vitamin C and a whole bunch of other nutritional strategies. And then also changing your life in terms of how you eat and how you take care of yourself. So a 15-year-old mesh repair could actually be deteriorating, and it could be serious. So you don't want to have a strangulation or a loop, as they say, a herniated loop of the intestine into the hernia. It could be serious, and it could be even fatal. I would have that looked at, absolutely. Okay.
All right. Great information. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And thanks for the kind words, Sharon. Appreciate it. Love our first-time listeners. In fact, I'm going to do something here for our first-time callers, I should say. Our first-time callers, I'm going to give out a Beyond Tangy Tangerine to first-time callers. I'll do that for the next couple of days. See if we can get some first-time callers giving us a shout. Sharon, why don't you send an email to ben@ksco.com with your mailing address, and I will send you out a Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me for being a first-time caller. Any other first-time callers will do that for you as well. We got Stephen Chesney coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about marketing in a changing world, his book Rearranging Change, How You Market to an Ever-Changing World. Stephen Chesney coming up in our next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. All gates remain closed at the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas following a shooting at one of the gates to the air station earlier today. Base officials have not released many details except to say the suspected gunman who prompted a lockdown has been neutralized. It remains unclear if he was shot or arrested. A shopping mall in Glendale, Arizona, which had just reopened after being closed because of the pandemic, the scene of a shooting last night, where a gunman wounded three people, one of whom's in critical condition. This woman took a phone call from her daughter, who works at a restaurant at the Westgate Entertainment District.
She said, "Just listen to me. There's a shooter here. We're hiding in the back of the building. We have the guests that were eating here and all of the staff. I'm terrified."
The gunman in that case is now in police custody, and this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Catastrophic flooding sweeps through Midland County, Michigan, where the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is now asking President Trump for a federal emergency declaration to help the state's response. That area deluged by 6 to 8 inches of rain over 48 hours, causing two dams to fail.
It's going to have a major impact on this community and on our state.
President Trump will be in Michigan today to tour a Ford factory that has been making respirators to help with the COVID-19 response efforts. No word on whether the Democratic Governor Whitmer, who's been a big critic of the president, will be on hand for that visit. The NCAA is clearing three college sports to resume activities soon. The Division I Council saying football and men's and women's basketball teams can start working out on campus beginning the 1st of June. A new poll says half of all Americans would rather vote by mail than go to the polls in upcoming elections. The NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll showing 50% of respondents would vote by mail if the option were available during the pandemic. The number of respondents who prefer to vote in person was at 38%. A majority of Democrats are in favor of the mailing in of ballots, while Republicans tend to want to go to the polls. And Graceland is reopening today as officials say they've been working to reconfigure operations at Elvis Presley's home so as to adhere to social distancing and other health and safety guidelines. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side, and I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We also have an archive page with a search engine at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts and lots of good videos, our Moments of Truth, which we do every morning, are up at criticalhealthnews.com, also on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. And don't forget to take a peek at our True Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsions. emulsifiers, water, oil, silicon, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping people deal with burns and cuts and scrapes and wounds. It turns out that when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that is the missing link in skin products. Healing is beauty. If you're interested in taking advantage of our True Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We've got specials running as we speak at truthtreatments.com. I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Steve McChesney is a former actor and a stuntman, and now he's got 40 years in the sales and marketing industry, and he's writing books about copywriting and about marketing. In fact, he's got some really interesting books that I want to talk about. One's called The Denture Wearer's Cookbook. I'm really fascinated to hear about that. Please welcome to the bright side, Steve McChesney. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Ben. How are you, my friend?
Nice to talk to you. So you've got some cool stuff going on. It's image marketing or imagine marketing? How do you say it?
Imagine marketing. Yes, it's imagination and marketing put together. Imagine marketing.
I love it. ImagineMarketing.com, and you got your books up there, and you got a blog up there, and various courses, and you also have a podcast.
I do.
Great.
By the way, before we talk about me, I got to love what I just heard you say about how you heal the skin and you beautify the skin.
Isn't that cool?
My wife's a testament to that.
Isn't that cool? That's the missing link in skincare.
I want to throw that out there.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that, Steve. And I want to ask you a bunch of questions, but before I even start, tell me about the denture. I hope you don't mind, but tell me about the Denture Wearer's Cookbook. That sounds really interesting.
Well, you know, about 20 years ago, this is the first book I ever wrote. And I did it as a birthday gag gift, and it's got real recipes. It's a real cookbook. I love to cook, and it's a real cookbook, but I was a stuntman in my early days, and I had some teeth knocked out, so I had to get dentures. And since I love to cook, and I was getting dentures, and I had to learn to eat a little bit differently, I decided to write this cookbook and do it for the birthday gag gift market. Well, at the time when I wrote it, I had no concept of how to get a book published, how to market it. I mean, that was just so foreign to me. So I wrote the book. I actually did sell 10,000 copies to Spencer Gifts, and they sold out in about 2 weeks in their birthday gag gift shelf. However, they didn't buy any more books from me because they thought I was unprofessional in how I handled the whole deal, which I was. I was so naive. I didn't know what to do. So that book's kind of been sitting on the shelf for a while. If you go to Amazon right now, you can get it. I think they have one copy for $200. That's because it's been left alone for 20 years. But I'm going to go back and revisit and get that thing back out there. I'm glad you asked. It's full of cartoons. My brother-in-law is an artist. He did a bunch of cartoons that had to deal with dentists and dentures and people going through that process. Very funny stuff. And like I said, the recipes are categorized: easy, intermediate, and advanced chewing.
That's advanced chewing. That's great. I love that. All right. So your latest book. Now you're a marketer. And you help people market. And
yes.
I'm definitely going to be getting. I've been doing some marketing myself, and not very effectively, I might add. But copywriting made easy sounds really intriguing to me. So you're giving it away for free. For all the listeners or anybody who's interested, I guess, easycopywriting.net, and I personally will be getting that. I want to check out what you have to say. Can you give us a couple quick tips about that that are in the book?
I sure will, yeah, because copywriting is one of those, if you don't know what copywriting is, it's kind of foreign to people, but you have to realize that copywriting is everywhere. Every billboard you see on the side of a highway was written by a copywriter. Every commercial on TV is written by a copywriter. Every ad in a magazine is written by a copywriter. Every landing page is written by a copywriter. So copywriting is really this in its simplest form. It's four things. It's a headline. It's what gets people's attention. It's a lead. That's what creates interest. It's a body, which creates desires. That's where you put benefits. And it's a call to action, telling people what to do. So in its simplest form, it's a headline, a lead, a body, and a call to action. What I do in my book, in the Copywriting Made Easy, is I give a common sense approach of how to take all four of those things, isolate them, and do the right way. If you put them together, it's like putting a puzzle together. You've got a great end result in your copy.
Do you write copy for people if people wanted to have you perform a service? Is that something you do, or you just teach people?
It is something I have done in the past, and it just depends on the situation, and I'm open to talking to anybody about that. The last 5 years, I've actually been spending a lot of time on the road for a major seminar company, and I've been teaching a copywriting boot camp for them. It's a two-day boot camp, and they fly me all over, actually, the world. I've been to different parts of the world with this boot camp. So it's actually one of the things that inspired me to write the book, because what I learned from doing these boot camps is that the students all had the same issues when it came to their copywriting, because copywriting was the easy four things I told you, but then you have to add into that, you know, which generation are you marketing to? You have to have to know that ahead of time. You have to know what communication style you're dealing with. Are you dealing with people who want details, or are you dealing with people who just want bullet points? So, you know, I incorporate all of that into that copywriting boot camp that I did, which in turn has now changed into my book, Rearranging Change.
So is there copywriting stuff in Rearranging Change?
There is. There's a whole chapter on it.
Awesome. So the book is billed as a book that's going to reshape the way people think about marketing and advertising. So the average person doesn't have a good feeling about marketing and advertising. Why do you suppose that is, and can your book help?
It can. Now, we have two different audiences we're talking about. We have the audience that is the marketer, the business owner, the entrepreneur, the salesperson. My book helps them because it gives them a common sense approach to their customer and how to talk to them, how to treat them like people and be authentic. And then you have the consumer, who's also somebody that would learn by reading my book, because it would show the consumer why it is they buy. They'll see themselves in the communication styles. They'll see themselves in what motivates people to buy. And all of those are incorporated into the book. In fact, when I wrote it, I tried to keep both the marketer and the customer in mind. And I like to put things out in a fun way. So I tell a lot of fun stories. I like to use a lot of humor because I think people learn more if they're laughing. And that's all included in the book. So it's not like a typical marketing book where it's just, you know, do this, do this, do this. It's do this. Now, let me give you a story about why that works. And it's entertaining. It's like reading a fiction book at the same time you're actually reading a nonfiction book.
Well, we got to take a break. So when we come back, I want you to talk about how all the craziness that's going on today, and the changes, the permanent changes that are probably going to ensue, how that's going to affect marketing, how we market, and also how we buy and how we make buying decisions. Because I imagine that all of that's going to change here based on what's going on today, permanently change.
Absolutely.
Based on what's going on today. We'll do that when we come back from our break. We're talking to Steve McChesney, ImagineMarketing.com. ImagineMarketing.com. His book is Rearranging Change. And he's giving away a free book called Copywriting Made Easy, ebook, that is, if you visit easycopywriting.net. We got Steve McChesney continuing on the Bright Side when we come back right after this.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Steve McChesney, author of Rearranging Change, How You Market to an Ever-Changing World. And also, he's giving away a free ebook, Copywriting Made Easy, if you visit easycopywriting.net. Steve, I imagine a lot of stuff is going to change after this kind of historical time period that we're going through, including marketing. So what do you see as the future of marketing, and how is what's going on today in the world, COVID and coronavirus, going to change the way we communicate via marketing to our consumers?
Sure. Well, you know, some things are going to remain the same, and many things will change. What I mean by some things will remain the same is that people are still going to be people. They're still going to be motivated by certain things. They have values from the generation they grew up in that aren't going to change. However, social distancing, I think, for at least the near term, is going to become the norm. Businesses are going to have to adapt to that. You know, restaurants are already doing it by every other table that they're allowing people to sit at. So that's one of the areas. But business owners are going to have to think about the customer's perception when they walk into their place of business. Does it look like they're doing the things to sanitize and to keep things clean and safe for that customer? A good example, if you're a mattress store, we see a mattress store in every corner in this country. People used to go in and lay down on the mattresses to see which was comfortable before they decide to buy. Well, they're not going to be so free to lay on those mattresses now. Mm. When they walk into that store, they're going to have to see that store owner has taken like a UV light and sanitized from the last person who laid there, or maybe have a pillow cover or a paper cover on the bed for them to lay on to make that customer feel comfortable in order to do it. I think you're also going to see that online is going to become bigger and bigger with virtual meetings and webinars and online courses, even doctor's appointments. Webinars, I think, are the sales funnels of the future. You see it with real estate. It's been happening before the virus, but you're going to see it even more now. Real estate agents, you know, used to have open houses to show their listings. Well, you're going to start seeing more virtual open houses. And then when people that are serious about seeing the house in person, they'll start online and then make the appointment to come. So it's going to be not just everybody walking in the house. It's going to be separated. I think you're going to see that a lot, too. I think another area that there's a large segment of business people who make their living by going to fairs and festivals and, you know, little weekend arts and crafts festivals, and they sell their wares. They're vendors who set up tents and they sell their wares. And there's a large population of people who do that. I think that they're going to hurt a little bit more in the near term because a lot of fairs have canceled. I know in California, every fair has been canceled for the rest of this year, some big ones. I don't know about the rest of the states yet, but those people need to find a way to sell now. So you're going to see them going more online and, you know, trying to get into affiliate marketing and things like that. You'll see less people going to movie theaters. But, you know, like they say, there's two sides to every coin. They're not going to go to movie theaters, but you're going to see an uptick in the sales of large screen TVs. You know, maybe more people getting theaters built into their houses. So, you know, those are the kind of changes you're going to see. The changes you won't see is, you know, like I talked about the generations, millennials, for instance. You know, you've got to be very careful about how you speak to a millennial because you have to understand that they're inclusive of all people. They have a lot of friends. Don't ever bash people for the color of their skin or their religious beliefs or sexual preferences because you're going to lose a millennial as a customer if you do that. So you got to tread lightly around politics. Now, millennials are very educated, and keep in mind, folks, they're the ones that are going to take over the reins here of our government very soon. And so we need to learn to talk to them and treat them from the generation they came from. Same thing with baby boomers, my generation. You know, my generation was very greedy. You know, you got to talk about what's in it for me when you want to sell me something. You know, and that's not a good or a bad thing. It just is. It's the way we were raised, and there's reasons behind all that I go through in my book. You know, I talk about how baby boomers were raised by parents who, you know, were partly victims of the Great Depression and how we treated money back in those days. So that affected how the baby boomers are a little more greedy than other generations are. So things like that. So those are the differences I think you're going to see.
Okay, so now a couple things here. First of all, Generation X is like the middle child of generations, and I study the generations, right? You got the baby boomers everybody talks about, and then you got millennials everybody's talking about now, but you don't ever hear much about Generation X. Tell us a little bit about how you market to Generation X, what they're looking for, what they need. First of all, tell us what Generation X is, and then tell us how you market to them.
Okay, so Generation X, and unfortunately they are the middle child, and that's a tough place to be, and all the middle children out there know that, me being one of them. But Generation X was also called latchkey kids. They're the first generation that really kind of came home from school and nobody was home. Mom and dad were both working. But there was a positive side of that. When they came home, they learned how to cook. They learned how to clean. They learned how to iron. They know how to take care of themselves. So that makes them very independent. Now, the other side of that coin is now that they've grown, their independence shows. If they're not happy in a job, they leave it. If they're not happy in their relationship, they leave it. They had one of the highest divorce rates of any other generation. That's changing right now, by the way, but at the time, that's what it was. But here's how you market to them. Understand and appreciate their independence and that they like to make the decision. So always give them an either-or choice. Don't just give them one thing and say, okay, you want it or not. Wow. It's got to be an either-or. Is that going to be cash or credit? If they feel that they're making the decision, they're feeling their independence, and that's how you communicate with them.
All of this stuff you're talking about is totally fascinating. It's all in the book Rearranging Change, how you market to an ever-changing. Great. And then and Generation Z, you don't hear much about them either, but they're the up-and-coming generation. Millennials are almost like a dinosaur compared to Generation Z. How do you market to Gen Z?
Yeah, Generation Z, the reason that people don't really know about Generation Z is because they're not the main customer yet, but they are because right now Generation Z is anywhere from 2 years old to 22 years old. So they're about to become a major influence in our marketing. And one of the things that corporations are learning about this generation is, first of all, they've grown up they've never had a time they didn't have Amazon. I mean, they've grown up with things being delivered to them. So when you market to them, you better talk about how you can deliver to them, because they're not going out to get it. Businesses like Uber Eats and DoorDash, they're going to do really well with Generation Z because it's being delivered to them. We're starting to see stores put more and more lanes for pickup grocery lanes, you know, and that's Generation Z all the way, because we got to deliver to them. That's one of the things you've got to know about that generation. Other than that, financially, they're up and coming. They don't have the pockets yet. They're using mom and dad's money mostly. But again, it's being delivered to them. And understand, they're growing up in technology. So, I am far, far away from what Generation Z knows about technology. I thought I'm pretty good on a computer until I saw the 5-year-old kid next door.
That's great, because he grew up with it. He was born with it. So you have a chapter in your book that's titled Converting Readers into Paying Customers. So when you're putting out marketing pieces, a lot of times you want to inform people and you want to give them a little bit of benefit with some facts and some information. But how do you convert them into somebody who buys?
That is actually my chapter on copywriting. You take your reader and you turn them into a buyer by applying the correct copy. Have the right headline. Get them interested. And there's techniques on that. You'll see that in my free book that I'm giving away. But there's techniques like curiosity is one of them. If you ask a question, people want to know the answer. So a headline of a question is a great headline, because they're going to look at the next line to see if they get the answer, which creates the interest. So that's what that chapter is really all about, is the copywriting.
Okay, so we have about a minute left. What do you want people to know about marketing, and what do you want people to know about the new way of marketing?
What I'd like people to really realize, and this is to all you salespeople out there or sales managers, is understand you don't need to sell people. People will buy, but you've got to have a conversation with them, not a sales pitch. Dean Graziosi put it out pretty well there. He said that the difference between, selling is, here's what salesmen do. They either try to convince somebody to do something, or they persuade them to do something. If you're convincing somebody to do something, you're doing it for your own reason. It's for you personally. If you're trying to persuade them to do something, you're trying to help them with something they already need, and now you're just going to be an assisted buyer to them. That's the biggest difference. And I think if we had more salespeople that realized that, we would see a better, there wouldn't be so many people thinking salespeople are sleazy, because they're really not. They just don't know how to communicate correctly with their customer.
That's
what my book is going to help people do. And it's going to help the customer understand why salespeople do what they do and make them a better buyer. So I think it's a win-win for everybody involved here.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it. I've got the book myself. It's an awesome read. Steve's giving away a book called Copywriting Made Easy. Visit easycopywriting.net. His book is Rearranging Change, How to Market to an Ever-Changing World. And Steve, what's your podcast real quick?
Same name, Rearranging Change Podcast. And it's available on all, like iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, all the major channels. Plus, you can go to my website, and I've got a player there as well.
ImagineMarketing.com. Steve, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. That's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day, folks. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.